This is May 28th, 2021. Just made a trip back from New Orleans for job interview, job placement for Diversified Drill, Mud Lodging. And this will be an encounter after an argument with Stephanie Blackwell Lang, a really significant other that I love, and that she loves me. And I think this is just important that my Lord be part of this. Pray that He'll just help me heal this relationship. Let us be bonded together again. Sneaky, not wanting me to ride in her car. I don't know why she would not want me to ride in her vehicle or go to her house. It's just mind-blowing, really.
Not this truck. Not this truck.
Too sweet.
Crazy recording. I was thinking about you yesterday when I went to go eat. I want to stop and eat you something.
Looking for what?
Looking for something that caught my eye for you. You'll never believe where I found it either.
Oh.
In the kitty section. I said, doesn't that look like her? It's just a different color. It's so soft. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It just reminds me of your skin.
It does. I got your car too. I lost my pen in my first room.
And they usually have birthday. What is it?
I don't know.
It looks like a little doggy, but it's not.
Is it like a husky dog?
It looks strong. I don't know. Husky's white.
All huskies ain't white.
White with a brown snout.
I've seen many other huskies. But it is very soft.
They're gorgeous too, for me. Maggie be trying to help it, won't she?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can help it. Okay, quick, cough. Give me something to drink.
I feel you. Look at me.
And on top of that, fight with Chloe and fight with the dog.
I mean, you can fight with him. You ain't gonna fight with me no more. I'm telling you, when I tell you, I'm gonna see you now. And if you call me within a week, good. You know, I can't not switch you. I cannot do it. It's gonna drive me absolutely crazy.
You've got to put that back first.
I'm not studying that. I'm gonna study my word. I wanna spend every moment.
What about
that? What?
Your word. Where is it at?
It's in my bag.
That you've got to get back because you're not the person, you haven't been acting like the person I met.
I know.
And I don't like that at all.
I know. You ain't got a word. I'm telling you.
You know in your head you've been different.
I do know. That's why I see him. That's why you think I'm going. I'm letting you know what's going on. I'm telling you. I'm dead serious too. So you may go home and clean the house all weekend. I'm not going to even call you while you clean it. You'll call me whenever you want to see me. That's how I feel. Is it not true? I'm not even worried with it. I'm telling you, I'm not. Stephanie, I'm dead serious. I'm not. I'm telling you, I'm not. I'll put that on my Bible. I'm not going to do it.
No, but you just said you'd lie under oath on your Bible, hello.
For you, to keep you
Let's
from...
Let's go get me something to drink. I gotta have something to keep coughing. Or at least some ice.
Anyways.
He called you an idiot?
Yeah.
This morning?
Yes.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. I'm telling you. And then he was mad at me because it was 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, he was trying to sleep?
Yes.
I know, because everybody ain't up when you are, honey. You're gonna have to get your mind back right.
I am. I'm telling you.
Because you were fine before I came in the picture, you know?
Yeah, and that's why I got to do it like this. I have to, a little bit, and whenever you want me to be around, or when you need me, you'll call on me, and I can be a husband and give you what you need. Financially, you know what I mean? Emotionally support, whatever you need. I can't do that until you want me, though.
Good if thing I'm trying to give, because I wouldn't have been able to eat this.
If I'm trying to give it to you. If I'm trying to give it to you when you don't need it, it does no good.
No.
It does no good. It's been
you wouldn't be in this state of mind. No.
I'm tired of wore out to the or slapping out. This thing's hurting. So I hope when I pick this thing up, I said, oh, she's gonna love it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's gonna love it. Didn't you give me the message just right after that? Oh, man. Pretty good. And the only reason I said that about you not getting dressed up is because we haven't been nowhere and I can't wait to go do something. It may be months from now before we can go out in public, but it does not matter. Whenever that day is, whenever you say, hey, I'd like to go do something.
Did you tell him that you messaged him?
Yes, he said.
Oh, yeah. Did he really?
That's how I know that you can only get, you're entitled to half of everything. No matter what.
What your daddy said?
Yeah, that's what my dad said. She's entitled to everything, son. You ain't got to worry about him taking nothing from her. She's already entitled to half of everything, no matter what, that's state law.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he can prove that you was in the bed.
Right.
Or if you get in court, and I said, I ain't doing that because then I get felony charges. It's adultery. That's a charge. It's a crime. I can get more crimes. It's a charge. You didn't know that? Adultery.
Yeah, I do. But
so daddy said this.
The thing is we're not like married. We've already settled everything except for that.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't want the money stuff to be messed up.
It can't be messed up. It's over. You're entitled to half of all that, no matter what. Whatever was accumulated during the marriage, you are entitled half to it no matter what happened. Unless he can prove that you was, you know what I mean?
I know, but he scheduled the appraisal for a time that I'm not going to be home. With his mom there,
yeah,
which means she can downgrade the house
she's going to.
And make it seem like it's worth less than it is,
that's
so
true.
I get less.
That's true. That's so,
yeah.
True.
So he can affect it.
Yeah, I mean, he can affect the money, the money on the...
Yeah, he's going to...
He can try to, as long as you, like you said, you're going to go home and you're going to get it all clean and stuff like that, and try to get that dog smell out of it, that dog smell's got to be gone.
The dog smell, it will be gone.
I think the couch is holding a lot of smell to it. If you need some help to move the couch, I will help you, but I'd advise you to get the couch out of there because if they smell that,
it's
going to decrease the value. It's going to decrease the value. That smell, I'm telling you. It'll increase it if it's not. You know what I mean? And I can come in here and put some paint on the cabinets if you want me to. Down on the island you got, you put some fresh paint on that, that stuff will look good.
What island?
Your island with your granite top where your sink and stuff is. The cabinets and stuff, it's down on the bottom where the dollars been scratching on it and stuff.
No, you know what that was?
What?
I had nothing to do with that. The guy? You're talking about the trim around the bottom?
Yeah.
They made shortcuts because they were on time constraints.
Yeah.
Because other people in the neighborhood have complained about it. You know how you can get them primed already?
Yeah.
He didn't even have them painted. That's prime.
Oh, that's prime. That's why.
That's why it looks
that's
like
why
that.
That's why it looks faded like that. I wonder.
That's why it looks crusty and crunchy.
It does. You need to put some fresh paint on that stuff in yourself.
They didn't even sand the cabinets. It was awful.
Fresh paint on it itself. It'll make the value go up. Because those are very, very, very detailed, nice cabinets. Very detailed. And that's what's going to sell the house. I mean, I don't even want to sell it. I mean, that's a commitment.
I can't.
Anyways, if you need me to help.
I tried to buy it from him and he won't.
If you need me to help. That's all I can say. I can do anything you want me to do, repaint, do whatever.
I got the money to do all that.
You gotta pay me.
You gotta buy paint.
It ain't that expensive. You can get 5 gallons. You can get a gallon for like $10. I go get it.
Not been for more.
About 40.
I mean, yeah.
About 40.
That's the only kind of paint I would want in there.
Summer?
I feel like a big fat fatty.
I have been wheezy to my stomach all week and long.
So you've got to take the physical over again.
Yeah. I got to get my heart rate back down. My heart rate is up. Blood pressure is up a little bit. He told me when I come in there and I fill the forms out, it said don't drink caffeine. I just drank a 5-hour energy drink because I didn't have a 3-hour sleep and a Red Bull. I had another Red Bull in my hand.
Oh my gosh. Well, there you go.
In my hand.
That's what did
it. I was trying to calm down, but it wouldn't. They did it at the very end of the session, too.
Yeah, but still.
It took my heart rate at the end of the session after I did the bicycle wheel and the squats, but it took my blood pressure at the beginning.
Some.
Your dad thinks you're way better than me right now, so I don't even want to go there, please. I don't like being called like that by my dad.
What?
Stupid, ignorant.
Why would he call you that?
Because I did some pretty mean, ugly things, just like you said. Stupid.
But you're not. The act of it might have been stupid. That does not make you stupid. You think he ain't done stupid, ignorant stuff? I mean, really?
Yeah, but he ain't destroyed a really, really healthy, good relationship like that. And it's so good for me because you do not do drugs. And
would never.
I'm in my sobriety, and it's so healthy for me. He just feels like I screwed it up.
Speaks of all apart.
Tiger showed I guess off. I'll pay for it. I had to throw it out the window. I would have never put it down, but I throw it out the window. I've never been able to put it down. I was fed up with it. I'm telling you, when I gave it all up coming down the interstate, I gave it all up. Now, Stephanie, I'm not bullshitting. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I got to be real with myself first. I'm trying to tell you. I got to be real with myself right now. All this stuff I've sort of been holding.
Did you throw that juice away?
No, it was an empty bottle. I got you.
No, we're fine.
I can't get no healing if I don't.
I don't want you to.
All this stuff I've been building up.
See, and you wouldn't have done all that if I wasn't in your life. You wouldn't have been vaping.
It's fixed now. I've been delivered. I'm not bound by it anymore. Good though to give me some time. I just want you to know I love you. I want to express my love to you.
I never said I didn't love you.
I know you do, but I think, like, just like you said, the space thing is going to let me know how much you really do mean to me. It's going to give me, you know, it's going to give me time to get back focused in the world.
I mean, I've got to get there too, you know. I can't be the best for Chloe or anybody.
That's why I know. I can't lead you if I'm chasing you. Mm-hmm. I'm chasing you. I cannot lead you if I'm chasing you.
Well, you want it for later? Shouldn't be ugly to you like that either.
Nah, he's pretty hard on me because I had involved him and I kept something from him. I kept things from him. He wanted me to be open that way. I didn't get that way. That's why he was hard on me. Son.
But if he didn't love you, he wouldn't give a rip.
Right? Yep, true.
What's the guy from Helix doing there?
He's just getting recertified as a survivor trainer.
He more likely worked somewhere out there. Who was it?
Oh, no, I didn't make friends with my friends.
I can't. You don't deserve
I,
that either.
I understand how you feel. I do. Fuck. I'm telling you, I understand how you feel.
How do you understand how it feels?
Because I've been doing this shit to myself. I've been doing it to myself. Huh. Look at me. Look at
and
me.
And I'm a nervous wreck just like you a lot of the time. Because of stuff already, and then that on top of it, I just couldn't, you know.
Am I doing it? I'm telling you, when you leave this house, whatever, just call me. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to eat some Funyuns or whatnot, whatever place is cool, watch some TV, and chill out. I want to go somewhere. I'm going to go somewhere. I ain't even worried with it. When you call me, we'll meet up. Whenever it may be, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm telling you, Stephen, I'm not doing it. Call me a week from now. Call me every weekend. I don't care. I'm not going to do it. I cannot do it. Especially I'm going to go out down that old ring. Ain't no damn way. Ain't no way. The folks are getting in my head so fast, it ain't happening, Stephen. It ain't happening. I'm not letting it happen. I'm not. I got to make a stand.
Right before you go.
My hands. It's going to be right. Be honest. That's why I'm doing this. Telling you.
And now, why in the world do you drink a Red Bull? And then a 5-hour energy? Yeah, you just don't feel that. Even if we weren't together, it didn't mean I don't love you. Sometimes when you love them, the hardest thing to do is to let them go, you know? So that they can truly be happy, even if it's not that makes sense. But you're tired too, aren't you? That's the last thing we need to know right now. Right. Is have sex.
Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, don't do it. Please.
Honey.
Please.
What?
Please.
You gotta have sex today? What? I'm talking about today.
Right now.
Honey, you can't pitch a two-year-old temper tantrum.
Baby, you're gonna ease my mind. Please. Please ease my mind.
Feel clean. Mm-mm, I'm not clean. I didn't even take a bath this morning. I just got up and went to get my oil changed. I'm gross. I'm waiting on a call for a job. I'm dirty.
You're fine. You're not dirty.
I am. I mean, you can't go down there.
That's fine. I don't want you
to. And then I can go home.
Oh,
Harley coming back?
No, he's in Dallas.
I thought he had to come back.
He's going back to Louisiana when he gets down to Dallas. They just took him to Dallas because it was a shortage. So whenever they get a man to fill that Dallas job, he's coming back.
I'm talking about coming back home.
Oh, well, probably just a couple weeks.
You gotta cut this off. What are you doing? Standing over the bed. Thank you.
I'm gonna sleep like a rock now. And I don't give a crap.
what you do, sir.
I don't think
they
go home.
Go home, chill out for a week. I don't care. I do not care. He can do whatever it is he's been doing for all these years. You're not going to change. You're going to do what you want when you want. I'm not going to control you. If you want me to be involved, you'll ask me.
I don't want to control you.
Well, I control myself when I want to be involved, when you don't want me involved. I'm doing it to myself. Okay. You want me involved, but you don't want me involved. You see what I'm saying? You want to handle your business your own way in your own life without me telling.
So does any other grandma?
Yeah.
You know?
No. I don't care. I'm just saying positive for my mind. Instead of filling you up with it, I got to start running, exercising, something. I got to take that time and do something with it. Otherwise, it's an idle mind. It's a devil's program. Thinking about you all day. Coming over any freaking scenario that I want to come up with inside my head because I've done it all.
Oh. Better.